Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Full forecast details are coming up. Two children were injured this morning when they were attacked by a dog as they were walking to their bus stop. The dog grazed by a bullet fired by a man who came to their aid. Racine Police Sergeant Adam Malacara says officers were called to the 700 block of Sydney just before 9 o'clock. A citizen in the area heard the children screaming and saw the dog attack them. He rushed to their aid and scared the dog away. However, the dog began lunging at him and he fired one shot at the animal, grazing it. The children were transported to the hospital for treatment. Malacara did not know the extent of their injuries. The man who came to their aid has a valid concealed carry permit. The dog was captured by community service officers and its owner cited for animal at large. New voter registration kiosks have been installed in Racine City Hall and at the Public Library in an effort to help more people prepare for the upcoming election. Mayor Corey Mason unveiled the kiosk at the library during a news conference.
It's a reflection of the City of Racine's commitment to do what we can to make sure that voter access is as easy and as accessible as allowable under the law. And so this is a new opportunity that we're taking advantage of here so that people can actually do the work that they need to do to register before the election.
Mason said research has shown that people are more likely to vote if they are already registered. Acting City Clerk Tara Coolidge said it's possible voter turnout could approach the numbers recorded during a presidential election. A crowd of about 150 attended a campaign event for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tony Evers at UAW Local 72 headquarters in Kenosha. Education was an obvious message from the state superintendent of schools, who also mentioned some teachers crying at a campaign event earlier this week because of what happened from Act 10.
People in private sector would never do that. In state government, I guess it's all right. We're going to change that. We're going to change that going forward. Education is a top priority. That's the main reason I'm running for this office.
Evers also touched on the state's natural resources and strengthening the middle class. The only face-to-face debate between Evers and Governor Scott Walker will be Friday evening, October 19th, sponsored by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation. In order to remain an employer of choice, Racine County will be looking for ways to attract and retain employees. Human Resources Director Karen Galbraith told the county board that although the county went to a merit-based pay system last year, removing the yearly general salary increase, it was determined employees should receive that additional compensation this year. Galbraith said over the next year, the county will be looking at other ways to assist employees.
So we are partnering with UW Extension and doing a comprehensive study to look at such things as the possibility of on-site daycare, flexible schedules, additional wellness programs, and we're going to work on an overall plan over the next year.
The county board unanimously approved a 1% pay increase for employees not covered under an earlier adjustment. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.